Good morning. Thank you for joining this at this public hearing on the proposed rule amendments under the Consumer Loan Act, Chapter 31.04 of the Revised Code of Washington and Chapter 208-620 of the Washington Administrative Code. Today is November 22nd, 2016 at approximately 10:02. My name is Cindy Fazio. I was designated by the Director of the Division of Consumer Services as the presiding officer for this hearing. At this time, we have nobody attending in person. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed rule amendments that have been drafted to implement changes to the Consumer Loan Act, specifically Section 25 of Substitute Senate Bill 5299, which became effective July 24th of 2015. That language has been codified at RCW 31.04.300. DFI is going to continue to consider all comments received on this rulemaking until 5 o'clock p.m. December 16, 2016. And pursuant to the CR 102, we do intend to adopt the proposed rule amendments on December 20, 2016. We expect an effective date of January 1st, 2018, so we are anticipating an entire year prior to the effective date. This hearing on the proposed rule amendments is called to order, and as you may be aware, the proposed rule amendments were filed with the code reviser on September 20th under the CR 102 and published in the Washington State Register on October 5th. Under WSR number 16-19-070. The existing rules are proposed for amendment to implement the changes to the law, as I described, to aid the regulated industries by having consistent rules and to make technical changes for clarity and consistency. We have received three sets of comments on the proposed amendments, and those comments are part of this public record and part of the rulemaking. They are available on our rulemaking website and otherwise by request. I'll just really quickly summarize the comments. The first set of comments asks us to delay this rulemaking until a national model among the states is adopted. The second set of rules asks us to keep the mandatory bond requirement under the proposed rule amendments. We have a bond alternative available, and this particular commenter is asking us to keep the mandatory bond requirement because it provides financial protection and because during the underwriting process, it is ensured that the company is fit for licensure. And then the third set of comments is a shortened reiteration of the first set, which is, again, asking us to delay any further action on the rulemaking until a national model is adopted among the states. At this time, I'll ask for any additional comments. And again, we will be accepting comments until 5 o'clock p.m. on December 16th. And you can provide those comments to Sarah Recheck in the following manner: by email, by personal delivery, or by snail mail. And if you go to our website on any page of the DFI website, you can sign up for the GovDelivery electronic notification process. And when you do that, you can select the industries that you want to receive email notifications on. When you sign up for that, you will receive notification. And so I encourage you to do that if you haven't done it. I'm going to turn off the recorder now, and we'll wait for approximately 15 minutes to see if anybody is late due to travel issues or whatnot. And then we'll come back on and close down the hearing. Hi, this is Cindy Fazio again with the Washington Department of Financial Institutions, and this is the public hearing on the proposed amendments to the rules under the Consumer Loan Act. Today is November 22nd, 2016, and it's approximately 10:23, and nobody has appeared for the hearing or otherwise contacted us. So at this time, I'm going to begin preparation to close the hearing. Again, we will consider all comments received by December 16th, 2016. You can provide those comments to us in a number of methods, by email, by mail, or by personal delivery. You can find all that contact information on our rulemaking website. You can also simply contact us by using the sign up for Gov Delivery notification on our website, or any other method for contacting me, Cindy Fazio, or Sarah Recheck. We're both in the Division of Consumer Services. Thank you for attending the hearing. And the hearing is adjourned at 10:25 on November 22nd, 2016.